Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
All right, on this Monday morning, it is Rocket Classic Week at the Detroit Golf Club. An exciting week indeed. Joining us right now is the Rocket Classic Tournament Director, Mark Hollis. Mark, good morning.
Well, good morning. I'm actually playing Marshall this morning at the Monday Pro-Am, moving the groups along a little bit, and action's going on right now at the Detroit Golf Club.
Oh, that is so exciting. Look, you guys are going out with a bang. You have got quite a field for this weekend's tournament, don't you?
No, without a doubt. It's the best field we've ever had here in Detroit, and it's going to get featured on Tuesday on the Golf Channel, 7 o'clock, par 3 in the D, where they're going to be launching shots off of a six-story building downtown Detroit. With the ball cruising through the two buildings of the Hudson Building and landing on a green about 120 yards away. So you're going to see Keegan Bradley and along with Xander Schauffele, Cam Young, Russell Henley, Tony Finau, and of course Ricky Fowler. They're all going to tee it up. But beyond that, when you look at Brooks Koepka's here and Hideki, so many great golfers are finding their way to Detroit, and fans are going to have a blast out here.
Well, and you've really enhanced the fan experience this year, haven't you?
We have, and it's really started from the parking lots, conveniently located right off of 75 and at Oakland Mall, and also Lawrence Tech off the lodge. So both arteries coming in, very convenient, easy shuttles. Dean Trailways provides the best shuttles anywhere, and they've been with us since day one. You get to the course, there's cool zones. There's one between 13 and 14 green that patrons are going to want to go out to because you're literally steps away from the pin on both sides. You have misters blowing on you, cold water. But we also have a lot of fun activities with character artists, face painters, and just some really, really good golf.
Oh, that is awesome. By the way, the golf club looks a little different this year after about $16 million in restoration since the end of last year's tournament.
Yeah, it looks a lot of different. And when the players were coming off yesterday, it was fun to get the reaction from guys who played here the year before and now what it looks like today. And it's remarkable. Tyler Ray, the architect, has done an incredible job of placement of hazards. We've actually adjusted tee times to give a little bit more time because we're anticipating play being a little slower because of the obstacles than it has been in the past.
That's great stuff. Well, the tournament, as everybody knows, is coming to an end after 8 years in Detroit. But Rocket has made significant commitments to a legacy gift that will further the company's longstanding support of important nonprofits in Detroit. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we really have, and we've already put more than $10 million into both a focus on digital inclusion and making sure Detroit residents have full access to the opportunities that the Internet provides and how to use it, the equipment. But you're also going to hear this week an announcement that's made here in the next day or two that's really going to be substantial, and it's going to more than double down on the impact that this event has had on the city of Detroit. We're not going anywhere. As professional golf tries to figure itself out, we need to make sure that we have flexibility and certainty in what we're investing in. And there's no doubt that what we're investing in is the city of Detroit, people that live here and the people that visit here.
All right. Good stuff. It's been a great run. A lot of fun. And this is going to be a great week. Look forward to it. Thanks so much for telling us about it, Mark.
Thanks so much. Say hi to all my family and friends up there.
Absolutely. Take care. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Bye.